Okay, Kasiga, we've been in Japan now two times, right?
もう日本に2回来てますね。
And now you're an expert here.
もう日本の専門家ですね。
But you don't have to be an expert, but just for what you've seen the different things going on.
専門家じゃなくてもいいんですけれども、今まで見た中で。
And the some of our churches, I've been going a long time and just have, still very small numbers.
いくつかの教会も本当に何年も何年もやってるんですけれども、なかなか数が増えなくて。
And, anything to just give them an encouragement.
なんか励ましでもいいし、何か教えてください。
Or you scold us, whatever you want.
叱ってもいいですよ。
I know you're a very prophetic guy, but if you just could speak something out to all of us.
すごく霊的で、予言的なので、励ましをお願いします。
Thank you. I remember one time, a couple of years back.
私が覚えているのは数年前ある日。
During that time, we have a leadership institute, Every Nation Leadership Institute, where we train victory group leaders and future church planters and pastors.
その時 ENLI といって、そのリーダーを育成する場があって、そこはまあ牧師であったり、将来の教会開拓者たちを育てる場所でした。
And during that time, Pastor Rice was trying to promote this in the U.S. in North America.
その時ライス先生はこの ENLI をとアメリカで、マーケティングしたんです。
So he was on stage and Pastor Steve was on stage.
でライス先生とスティーブ先生が2人とも、ステージの上にいて。
And he said, we need to have ENLI.
で、ENLI 必要だって言ってたんです。
And then he said, Steve, you've raised a lot of leaders in the Philippines.
で、スティーブ先生、あなたはフィリピンで多くのリーダーを育成してきました。
And he said, would you say that this is the greatest single tool that you've used to raise leaders in the Philippines?
Steve 先生、あなたもこの ENLI を使って多くのリーダーを育成したんですよねって聞いたんです。
And Steve, because he's so polite.
でも Steve 先生、優しいので。
He said, no. and he said something that really stuck with us. He said, the school and the training is a tool.
その時思い出深くこう言ったんですけれども、ELI っていうのはただのツールなんです。
But without a great culture, it will not produce any leaders.
素晴らしいコーチがいない限りリーダーっていうのは出てこない。
Culture.
文化。
Because culture is that intangible thing that you feel in the church.
だから文化っていうのは握れるようなものではないんですけど、教会の中で感じることができる。
That eventually produces results with the process and the structure that you have.
その文化を通して構造であったりプロセスが、どんどん進んでいくんです。
And I know that Japanese people are very structured in system. We love it.
で、日本人はその構造であったりそのシステマティックですね。
Everything is flexible in the Philippines.
日本では全てが柔軟性があります。
Here the time is structured.
日本ではその時間もしっかり、構造されていて。
We said even the rain follow the time.
雨の際、天気予報通りに。
It will not rain at 2:50, it will stop.
2:50
it stop.
本当に
嫌
なんです。
But yet, it works here in Japan because you've got a great culture in the nation. And that's the same way in churches. We can have the same discipleship process.
同じ弟子作りプロセスがあったとしても、
and the same leadership training structure,
同じリーダーシップ育成のプログラムがあったとしても、
but the culture is that intangible thing that makes it work.
その文化、その触れないような、つかめないようなその文化が全てうまくいく。
And we are all leaders.
私たち全員リーダーです。
Leaders are culture engineers.
リーダーっていうのはその文化を作る。
We engineer the culture. We create it together.
文化を作っていてエンジニアリングしていくんです。
And so,That's very important, I believe.
それがすごく重要です。
And so that's very important for us to learn from one another and say, how do you build that culture?
私たちお互いから学ぶことも多いんです。
And once that culture is there, then everything would work.
一回文化が定まればそこから全てが戻ってきます。
So again, for all of us leaders, pastors and leaders, let's continue to build culture together.
リーダーの皆さん、牧師の皆さん、これからもずっとその文化を作っていきましょう。
And culture is, I remember sharing a couple of things about culture.
文化についてもいくつか私共有したんですけれども。
A couple of ways you can shape culture.
文化を変えるためには。
First, it's shaped by what we reject.
一つ目は拒むことが文化なんです。
There's an Australian ad of this of this fishing company, tuna fishing company. It's a great ad that says it's the fish that we reject that makes us the best.
私たちが拒んでる魚によって私たちはできている。
So again, if we want to build a culture of evangelism and reaching out to lost people,
その失われた人たちに対して環境を作るような文化を作りたいのであれば、
we have to reject familiarity.
その、あのいつものようないつものような淡々としたことをあの当たり前のように思っちゃいけないんです。
We have to reject over fellowship. Over I love fellowship.
いつもつながっていたいそのクリスチャンと一緒に時間を過ごしたいってそういう文化は。ちょっと拒む必要がある。
Another thing that we can do to shape culture, culture is shaped by what we repeat.
文化っていうのも同じことを何度も繰り返すことで文化を作る。
We want a great culture. We need to be very deliberate with the words we speak.
文化を作るためには話す言葉も気をつけなきゃいけない。
It should be repetitive.
同じ言葉を使う。
Paul said, "I have no problem repeating the same things to you again."
で、パウロは言ったんです。同じ言葉を何度も言うことは私はやめない。
That's repetitive language. Repeat same things again.
同じことを何度も言うことが文化を作る。
Because it shapes culture.
それで文化が形作られていくんです。
And culture is also shaped by who we relate with.
文化は誰と一緒にいるかによって変わります。
There's a survey that says you are shaped. You are now who you are with a five people you spend the most time with.
あるアンケートにあったのは自分はどう形付けられているかというと自分の周りに一番近い5人によって形付けられている。
So if I want the culture of evangelism alive in my church,
もし関係を作るというそういう文化を強くしたいのであれば
I hang out with Pastor Ferdy and Pastor June.
自分はフェーディ先生であったり、ジュン先生と一緒にいます。
And before I know it, I come out of that oozing with fire and passion for lost people.
気づいたらもう目から炎が出てきて、まるで失われた人たちに対しての重荷が大きくなっていくんです。
If I want the leadership and discipleship culture, I just hang out with Steve all the time.
リーダーシップであったりそういうことを話したい、弟子作りの話をしたいんであればスティーブ先生と一緒にいます。
So we have to be very deliberate with who we spend time with and invest our time with.
誰と一緒に時間を過ごすかっていうのは本当に意図的に考えなきゃいけません。
So again, just keep doing what you're doing, but build and create a great culture so that it will work.
なので今までやってきたことを続けるんですけれども、しっかりした文化を作る必要があります。
That's what happened with Jesus when he ministered in his hometown, isn't it?
イエス様は自分の、地元に行った時も同じことでした。
He was the same person.
同じ人だったんです。
He had the same power.
同じ力を持っていて。
He had the same message.
同じメッセージを持っていた。
But it's hard to work here.
でもここでは難しかったんです。
Why? Because of the culture in that area.
なぜならその文化がなかったんです。
They wouldn't believe the one who comes from their hometown.
自分の、地元から来る救い主が来るということを信じられなかった。
So we can have the same process and the same structure.
同じプロセス、同じ構造があっても。
But what makes it work is a great culture.
うまくいくためには良い文化が必要なんです。
That's a good question. Yes.
How do you describe?That culture. How do you describe a good culture?
その良い文化っていうのは実際言葉で言うとどういう意味なんですか
Well, if it's a culture of disciple, for example, if it's a culture of discipleship,
弟子作りの文化といえば
a great culture is where everybody is really passionate about it.
良い文化というのは一人一人が本当にそれに対して熱意を持っているんです。
A great culture of discipleship is not one like you still tell people do this, do that.
その良い弟子作り文化というのはこれやって、あれをやってとかそういう文化じゃないんです。
Culture is part of you. It's not something you think.
文化っていうのは考えずにもう自分の一部となる。
It's just the same with Japanese culture. They're on time. It's just part of it.
日本の文化も同じですよね。時間通りに来るっていうのは何かも知られたわけじゃない。
You don't have to tell Japanese people get on time.
ほらあの時間通りに来てて言わなくても日本人います。
It's ingrained in them.
それはもう体の一部となってるんです。
And that's the same way with Filipinos about having fun and smiling.
楽しんだり笑顔で
そ
れも文化なんです。
You don't have to tell them be happy. So it's an intangible thing that it's just there. But you know if it's there, you know if it's not there.
そこにあるかないかははっきりわかります。
All right. So, you know, you wouldn't be here today unless you're a leader.
Right?
You know, you're here because your pastor considers you a leader. Most of you have your own small group. Some of you are pastors or assistant pastors. Some of you are assisting in small group. I don't know. Everybody here is a person of great influence. Now, in your home, if you have a healthy home, the father and the mother build the culture of that home. The kids don't think, oh, should I get up on time? No, it's just natural. They know they're going to get up on time or their dad's going to come and pour water in their face. We make the culture. And Gilbert said it earlier, the words we use, the example we give, and I like, you should write what he said there, the things we reject. Okay? It shows, this is what's important. This is who we are. Right? I used to tell my kids, you are not a Navaretti. But Mike and Gitch, no, you are not a Navaretti. Because Glenn's house was much more fun than my house. Okay. You are a Dauma. Okay? And it turned out all right. Okay? But see, that's what we need to do in our small group. Let's build the culture. We are not a social group. We are not just majiwari kai, ne? Sakai ni kaki aimasho group desu ne? Right? That's not what we are. We are people who want to reach lost people. And if we keep doing it over and over and over again, like Gilbert just said, culture is what you do without thinking. And as I go around to the different churches, I was at the Every Nation Tokyo just a couple weeks ago in their discipleship training class.
Ooh.
Wave at us, our famous discipleship teachers back there.
Yeah.
All right,
German.
Yeah. And they were so passionate. Let's reach lost people. You guys reaching lost people, amen. But I'm excited because all of our church, this culture is coming in all the churches. It's not just come together, have a good time. Let's bring other people to have the good time. Amen. And so in your small group, in your services, in the way you do things, always take about 3 steps back and say, what would a non-believer think about that? Now somebody says, well, what about the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit loves lost people. So let's honor him by honoring lost people.
That's good.
Amen. Amen. I'm preaching, so. My daddy heart is kicking in here. Okay? I'm excited for. I love you guys so much. And I know great things are happening all over the country.
Wow.
And if we just keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over again, why not Japan? Amen. Why not Japan?
Amen.
I was at the Lifehouse Conference this week.
And I remember
Pastor Rod came to Japan how many years ago?
And
he came over to our church here. And he had this huge vision. And I had met so many missionaries who came to Japan with this huge vision.
Yeah, right.
But what I loved about Pastor
Rod is he had
the culture.
I'm
not going to become some cool guy, just be a cool guy.
I'm
here to reach lost
people.
And there was over 1,000 people in that
conference.
Most of them got saved in since that church started.
And
they've started like 20 churches.
And I'm not
saying that to say, oh, look how much better they are than we are.
What
I'm saying is, they just came into Japan with this idea. I don't care what people have done before. We're just going to reach lost people.
And
instead of saying why we can't do it, let's say why not do it.
So
let's us go with that
attitude.
We're going the right direction.
Let's, like
we've been saying, let's lower the bar a little bit on our expectation of what a leader is.
We've
had our leadership bar like, you've got to be like Jesus or Paul. Right? You have to be like Naomi.
What, Naomi?
And you got to be like Pastor Glenn. Man, you have, but I mean, Pastor Bjorn's way up here, but everybody else. Right? But let's bring it down.
And
so you can be like, don't be like Paul.
Let's
be like Saul.
That
was good today. You don't have to be perfect. You have to just be on the way.
As long as you're on the way.
Eh? Yes. Amen. And so you guys, like we always say, you're about 5 steps. Some of you maybe 10 steps ahead of the person
behind you.
Let's raise up more leaders. Let's bring that bar down to reach lost people. Okay, now I'm really preaching. All right. You know why I'm doing it? Because my wife is not here. If she was in the back, she'd be going, too long. Okay, she'll be here this afternoon. Her parents are visiting from Osaka. They came all of a sudden. So they came to see their great-granddaughter for the first time. And so she'll put him on the train in an hour or so, and then she'll be here.
Okay, so...
Anyhow, are you glad you came this morning?
Yeah.
All right, so let's go out and reach a lot of people.
And here's a